Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Conquered territory, Lee. The socialists have conquered New York.
Gotham has fallen.
Yes. No, truly. The formerly American territory of New York is now a post-American lawless blue territory. I'm serious. I've been talking about America this way and the way we need to begin to look at it, because I don't think our side quite gets it yet. Ah, this would be great for a JD event. Yeah, probably. I mean, we hope that it'll be good. Yes, okay, but they're so, yeah, we want them to win. No, you don't. We are going to lose control of territory inside the United States of America, and it will not operate. It will not operate as it has in the past. It's not going to be recognizable. We got some music, I think, playing in the background. I'm not sure where it's coming from. But anyway, yeah, there we go. Okay. Yeah. So, and Americans will have to avoid being dragged into that post-American territory. Happens to geographically be inside America, but otherwise is unrecognizable. That's where we are this morning. I would give you as Exhibit A why I've been talking about this for a while. It's not Zohran Mamdani. It's Donald Trump, who was dragged into New York for a Soviet-style show trial, 34-count felony convictions. They literally passed a law in the New York legislature to allow his trial and conviction on something nobody had ever been indicted for, tried for, or convicted for before. Show me the man, I'll show you the crime. And last night, Lee, Zohran Mamdani, soft-spoken, just very, you know, reasonable guy. Yeah, the mask came off. I knew it would. Here's what that sounded like. It came in two parts. I don't know which was more terrifying. We'll start with this one. This is the mask slip right there. This is a major moment in American history.
After all, the conventional wisdom would tell you that I am far from the perfect candidate. I am young, despite my best efforts to grow older. I am Muslim. I am a democratic socialist. And most damning of all, I refuse to apologize for any of this.
He opened his speech last night, and this was, you saw the mask slipped within 30 seconds of that speech opening. He opened his speech quoting Eugene Debs, the founder of the Socialist Party.
The sun may have set over our city this evening. But as Eugene Debs once said, I can see the dawn of a better day for humanity.
So, standing leaders, Lee, of the Democrat Party, steamrolled by this, terrified of this. Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, is not wrong about that. Wouldn't even say if they voted for their party's own nominee in this race. This is incredible. Here's Chuck Schumer, the elder statesman of New York, Democrat senator, the minority leader in the Senate, highest ranking Democrat in the Senate. Here you go.
Today is election day in New York City. Did you vote for Imani or Cuomo?
Look, I voted, and I look forward to working with the next mayor to help New York City.
Won't even say who we voted for, Lee.
Yeah.
And you got Barack Obama doesn't endorse him, but sees the way that the party is going towards socialism. And so instead has a half an hour phone call with him, you know, over the weekend. They release parts of the transcript where Obama's fawning all over him. Oh, how wonderful your campaign is. We love that. Obama doesn't endorse him, stop short of it, but knows he's got to bend the knee to Zohran Mamdani, who, it turns out, got over 50% of the vote in New York. What do you make of this, Lee?
Well, I mean, as you were saying Monday, this is pretty much what you expected.
Yeah.
I mean, the results, when we look at, you know, whether it is New York City, whether it is the Virginia governor's race or the New Jersey governor's race, you know, all these hopeful reports of Republicans pulling out the win there just didn't come to fruition. And the polls were telling us that.
Yeah. Now, I mean, this was kind of just stupid. Sometimes our side falls into like a big, deep well of stupid. Our media does, and you can't pull them out no matter what you do. You just reach in there, try grabbing by the hair, but it doesn't work. Our side was setting this up like somehow we were going to win New Jersey. And I said last week, like you were saying, that's not going to happen. It's a Democrat state. And our side set it up like some sort of bellwether competition. Like, okay, if we lose, then we're in trouble. Lose New Jersey? What, you think we're going to win California next? I mean, like, come on, guys. So, I talked about this last week, and I said, we're going to lose. We're going to lose all of these seats. And it's not a bellwether. It's not. I mean, you want a bellwether, let's go to swing state. We'll watch what happens there. Okay, now we have a conversation about that. No, we're not going to win New Jersey. No, we're not going to win Virginia. No, 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 and no. However, Democrats are right to be excited about what happened in these states. And let me tell you what the problem is here, okay? Trump lost New Jersey, okay? If Trump can't win New Jersey, he is our most popular Republican, and ain't nobody gonna do it. But here's the problem. Trump only lost New Jersey by 6 points. How much did Jack Chitarelli lose New Jersey by? 13. Oops. More than double? That is something I'm going to pay attention to. What does this tell us, Lee? Democrat voters are highly motivated, not surprised by that. Republican voters are meh. When Trump's not on the ticket, this is a major problem. You go over to Virginia. Who won Virginia in the last race? Her Highness did. Kamala Harris. And you saw how unpopular she was nationwide, right? I mean, Trump wins in a mini landslide, right? Okay. So if Kamala Harris still wins New Jersey, I'm sorry, still wins Virginia, then, you know, ain't no way Winston Peters is going to pull it off, some sort of win there. I mean, that was a bizarre bar for our side to set for us to somehow go over, right? But again, Kamala Harris beats Donald Trump in New Jersey by 6 points, almost 6 points, just shy of it. How much did Winston Sears lose by? 15? This is a problem. It's going to show up in the midterms. It's going to show up in the midterms. There, we have a major problem Republicans do when Trump is not on the ballot. Now, Trump has been running around the world, Lee, very much engaged in foreign deals. He's doing all of this stuff. He was not on the ground. He did not campaign. Probably a smart political move by him because he could see from a mile away these were going to be losses. Winsome Sears is a very nice woman, but she was also an extremely weak candidate. You could see that coming a mile away. I mean, we had that in polls a year ago. Not much anybody could do to save her. He knew that, and that's why he wasn't seen on the ground. He knows that. And then Jack Cittarelli, nice guy. He'd probably do well running in another state. But again, what is this show? I think Fox News panel actually got it right this morning. Trump's not on the ballot. Republicans got big problems, massive problems.
So is it a turnout issue then?
Here's the thing. We're going to find that out. I've got some numbers, some preliminary numbers. We'll be breaking that down across the week because I want to find out who was there and who was not.
Right. Yeah,
we don't know yet.
That's the key.
Yeah. And I tried to find that overnight. Not all of that exit poll data is out yet. It's still very low. It's still very early. Let me tell you what we are. What is the problem, though? Women were willing to vote for Donald Trump in large enough numbers to push him over.
Yeah.
Not a majority by any means, right. Okay? A majority of men voted for Trump. Majority of Hispanic men voted for Trump. At the highest percentage ever of black men voted for Trump. So Trump goes over the edge, but enough women didn't object to him to fine. We got curb stomped with women yesterday.
Yeah.
That's
what
stomped.
I've been hearing is that it was basically Democrat women voting out, turning out to vote, and that's pretty much what sent it over the edge because a lot of times in some of these races majority of men voted for the Republican candidate.
Yeah, and there's this other problem too, and we're going to get into all of this as the show unfolds. We got curb stomped with Hispanics. That's not good. I mean, you look at Trump. Did Trump lose Hispanics overall? Yes, he did by 5 points. Did the best anybody's ever done on our side with Hispanics. That's why he won, right?
Right.
Whatever. 5 points. Her Highness only beat him by 5 points with Hispanics. That was good enough to win. How did we do with Hispanics last night? Yeah, they went 30 points for the Democrats. So this idea on our side, well, Hispanics are with us now. They're very Christian. They are as a group of people. And they won't go for the woke. They won't go for the socialism. Oh, yes, they will. Yes, they will. That's what we learned last night. They will go for Trump, but they'll also go for Democrats.
Quick question, though. Mm-hmm. Do you think that there is a cultural and political ideological difference between Hispanics in New York, New Jersey, and Virginia and those in South Carolina, Georgia, Texas, Florida?
Yes. Okay. And that right there is the question. Yeah. That's what we have got to see. That's why I need the internals on this. In other words, you're right, Lee, are more Democrats, more of the Hispanics there Democrats to begin with than they came out.
Yeah.
But I keep coming back to this. And again, I only have the top line number, so we're going to do the best with that we can today. And by the end of the week, I may be saying something slightly different. Again, we know how Trump did with them in New Jersey. We know how Trump did with them in Virginia. I mean, these were between 5 and 6 point losses, not 15 point and 13 point losses. And what that shows you is that the Republican Party has a enthusiasm problem when Trump's not on the ballot. I mean, I think that's the bottom line. And I think Dana Perino, I don't usually agree with on Fox News, nailed this. Republicans have got to learn to win when Trump's not on the ballot, and we don't know how. And that is what the Democrats probably should be most excited about. But they've got a lot of problems, too. We're going to get into that coming up. But folks, once you lose the territory of New York City to socialism, once it's conquered, once it becomes a post-American territory as it is this morning, do we ever get it back? I don't know. What do you think? Love to hear from you. 800-905-0989 is the text line. I'm going to be rapid fire reading your text. I want to know what you think coming up next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, liberal comedian Bill Maher, for one, does not think the Zohran Mamdani victory is a good thing for the Democrat Party going forward. Not at all.
New York is New York. It's definitely the media capital, the financial capital. It is a bellwether like no other city is in this country. So don't tell me that who the mayor of New York is doesn't matter.
Let me play devil's advocate for a second. Do you think, let's say, on the seize the means of production, do you think the mayor, that one person, if he is a democratic socialist, do you think that he would have the power and influence to be able to, like, usher in socialism?
He definitely has the power and influence to elect J.D. Vance or whoever is the Republican candidate next time. It is a walking commercial for the Republican Party nationally.
When you let
the Democrats, socialists, and now they're actually calling themselves socialists, when you let them take over a major American city, this is what you get. The state-run grocery stores, which work so well in Cuba and the Soviet Union and Venezuela, just bad ideas. And again, this ugly streak,
ugly streak
of anti-Semitism.
Yeah. And look, Americans are going to get a look at who the Democrats really are. Folks, he wasn't even 30 seconds into his acceptance speech. He was quoting Eugene Debs, founder of the Socialist Party. He flat out said, I am a Democrat socialist and I'm not apologizing for it. Okay. Folks, but I'm going to tell you what scares me. There is, when you poll this, okay, young people voted overwhelmingly for Trump. They are men, young men, the most Republican generation in 100 years. By registration, they are. It is an amazing stat. I've got it. If you scroll down far enough on my X feed, you could see it, the actual screenshot from the study. By registration, not a poll, by registration, by voter registration, the most Republican generation in 100 years. But when you look at other polls, this generation, weirdly, while they like Trump and are Republican because of Trump, has a strange flirtation with socialism. Don't doubt that. This could catch on, and Trump can't do everything. Someone somewhere is going to have to make an argument besides Trump. But this is going to get very, very interesting, folks. New poll by JL Partners for the UK Daily Mail. Okay, so outside of America, I like those kind of polls. You can look in and see what's going on. Suggests New York City could face a historic population loss if Democrat Socialist Zohran Mamdani becomes mayor. 9% of residents say they would definitely leave. That's about 765,000 people. Another, get this, 25% say they would consider going, raising fears of an economic crisis. Opponents of Mamdani in the poll describe the future city as, they just asked them to describe it as a word, disaster, hell, chaos, destroyed, blank hole. A full 7% of those earning over $250,000 would move away. He just said, by the way, last night, they're going to need to have a full 2 percentage points, not 2%, but 2 percentage points more of their income taken by the government of New York to pay for the free fares and stuff like that. And folks, since the wealthiest 1% fund roughly half of New York City's income tax revenue, see, Democrats won't tell you this. They'll say the rich aren't paying their fair share. Oh, they are. And by rich, they mean upper middle class and middle class. The wealthiest 1% fund roughly half of New York City's income tax revenue already. He's saying, hey, we'll take 2 more percentage points. So this is what New York faces, but this is what they voted for. He won with over 50% of the vote. And it turns out Curtis Sliwa and Cuomo together couldn't get 50. So this is the clear choice of New Yorkers. And that's what makes it so shocking about it. I mean, this is the country's largest city. It is also the financial capital of the country, or was financial capital of the country and the world. There's been a lot of bleeding that didn't start now. I mean, there's been a lot of movement to Florida, and the rate we're going, you know, Florida will be the financial capital of America. We're well on our way to that. And that did not start with Mamdani. Now, here's the shocking number. Just 59% of New Yorkers say they would definitely stay if Mamdani wins. This was from a few days ago. So you're going to see them fleeing. It will be a national disaster for Democrats. It's going to be. But here's the problem. The Democrat Socialists of America last week put out a video vowing to run 1,000 Mamdanis. And what these Democrats have just learned, if you run openly as a socialist in the Democrat primary, you may be a loser. You may have never held a real job like Mamdani. You might be a Nepo baby. You might be any of those things. But you will defeat the established moneyed Democrat leadership. That is dangerous. That is why this is going to spread. They can't believe this guy won. He is not qualified for his position, so you're going to get every weirdo and wacko out there signing up to run as a socialist, and a lot of them will win. This thing is going to spread. Our side looks at it like, well, we'll just look at New York as the model. It'll fail, and everybody will be fine. Oh, no. They intend to make 1,000 New Yorks, every one of them lost American territory. Extra rights on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. In the coming months, there will be many more New York license plates up and down Woodruff Road. The question will be whether they're owned by conservative Republicans or blue voting locusts. Texter writes, Trump is losing Hispanics with his deportation policies, ICE raids, and people who question why he didn't endorse Winston Earl Sears as a Republican. Does he support black candidates if she's weak, or why not? Didn't he assist her? Because he knew she was going to lose. You could tell she was going to lose bigly a year ago. He didn't want to own it. She's a weak candidate. She got absolutely curb stomped. But you could see this coming in the polls. I mean, folks, New Jersey is a Democrat state, okay? We were never going to win it. But wait, isn't the current governor of Virginia. Virginia is not a Democrat state. We were never going to win. Isn't the current governor of Virginia a Republican? Yes, but think about what it took for him to win, okay? First of all, he's a very talented candidate. But remember what happened there. We had a boy in a skirt do the worst thing to a woman you can do without killing her. We'll keep it clean. Kids are in the car. In a school bathroom in a high school. We had a teacher walk in, see both of them on the floor, and go, oh, I don't want to disturb them, and walk out. The woman was absolutely violated, this high school student, by a boy in a skirt who was allowed in a bathroom. What did the Democrats do? Remember, they quietly moved him to another school where he did it again. This was in Virginia. He did it again. I figured, well, we'll just hide him. Well, he went, oh, cool, hunting season. You know. But he did. That's how bad it had to get. And remember when her father, the first victim, who was a student, tried to go before the school board, he was arrested, roughed up, and dragged out. Wasn't allowed to speak of it. His own daughter's victimhood. Then remember, it got so crazy At one point, there were, and I kid you not, federal government Black Hawk helicopters hovering over school board meetings because Republicans were protesting outside. You had the FBI knocking on doors of parents who merely spoke up to signed up to speak at these school board meetings and said negative things. Nothing threatening, no violations of the law, just questioning the Democrats. Merrick Garland and the FBI sent in FBI agents to thug out on those parents. All of that, I mean, they were asking to come in and count their guns. They were calling them up. Parents had thousands of dollars in legal costs because the FBI wanted to sit down with them. All they did was sign up to speak of true things. And then as all that's going on, remember Terry McAuliffe, who was the Democrat governor at the time, doubled down in favor of rapists in skirts in school bathrooms. Doubled down. Remember, even went so far as to say, no, parents don't have a right to decide these things. This is going to be us, the Democrat Party. We are better, smarter, and wiser. Okay. So what happened in Virginia? How did Glenn Youngkin win? Democrats didn't show up. They especially not Democrat parents did not show up, and left-leaning independents did not show up. They stayed home. That's why Youngkin won. It was a really weird situation. We were never going to duplicate. Donald Trump did not win New Jersey, okay? So the idea that Earl Winsome Sears or Winsome Earl Sears, excuse me, is going to win win Virginia. The idea that somehow, Cittarelli is going to win New Jersey. No, Trump didn't win New Jersey. He's our most popular candidate right now. It's not going to happen. But here is what is concerning. And you know me, I don't blow smoke up your wazoo. You can get that on another show. There'll probably be a lot of them today. Here's your problem. We were never going to win New Jersey. We were never going to win Virginia. Again, Kamala Harris is unpopular. She was beat Trump by 6 points in Virginia. But here's your point. Here's your problem. How much did Sears, the Republican, lose by in Virginia? 15 points. Trump lost by 6. She lost by 15. That's a problem. I'm going to lie to you. That's a problem. We should have lost. We will lose in the future. But that's a problem. How about New Jersey? How much did Trump lose New Jersey by? About 5, almost 6 points, a little lower than 6 points. Okay, so yeah, New Jersey's always going to be blue. That's never going to change. I mean, the idea that Jack Cirelli is going to do something that, as a Republican, Trump couldn't do, not going to happen. Trump has a unique appeal to Democrats. He does, especially blue-collar Democrats. So, okay, Harris wins New Jersey by 5%. How did Cittarelli do? Lost by 13. So Trump loses by 5, Cittarelli loses by 13. That's erosion. It is. I mean, you can't look at it any other way. What caused it? Early exit polls show economic concerns. Number one thing on the minds of Virginia voters as they cast ballots, 2/3 of them. And it's not even close. And again, by the way, that was the number was the same in New Jersey, 2/3 of voters dissatisfied or angry about the way things are going economically. Look, when you run on, I'm going to lower prices day one. And you don't. You don't. Now, Trump has inflation contained at the upper level of what's generally normally accepted in this country. Usually inflation runs at, 2 points. 0 to 2.9, you hit 3.0, it's not good. We're at 3.0 right now, but we're down from 4% the month before. But you said you were going to reduce prices. You're going to make things more affordable. You're going to make the electric bills more for you. And folks, all of this stuff will happen. Trump is putting the policies in place to do most of it in terms of electric bills, rebuilding the manufacturing. It's going to take a couple of years to do it. But the biggest problem Trump has is this. Prices will not, quote unquote, come down or moderate is a bit. I don't think they're going to come down because that would be stagflation. We don't want that. But moderate until the Republicans stop spending. And they're not. They're not stopping in Congress. Trump doesn't have a lot of control over that. But that was the number one thing he said. He said, we're going to get prices under control. Gasoline's come down a little bit, but that's it. Nobody can tell an economic difference. He said he'd do it day one. So what's happening here? Democrats are fired up. They are not wrong. Same with independents, that there hasn't been much economic movement at all. Again, we only created 55,000 private sector jobs last month. Not good. Now, it's better than Biden. We had many quarters where it was net zero, and they just lied about the job. So is it getting better? Yes. Is it getting better quickly? No. And that's what they're reacting to. That's kind of where we are. So hopefully a lot of these policies Trump's put in place will come to fruition before the midterms. If they don't, we're going to lose. We are. Republicans and moderates will stay home and Democrats will surge. That's what this told us. But we still have time. But time is also running out. Folks, we've entered a new era where violence, talking about murdering your opponent or Republican leaders or, you know, their kids who clearly deserve to die too, right? We can tell by looking at them, die in their mother's arms. Oh, and cops should die as well, because that's the only way they're going to learn. Not even a road bump in a Democrat, not just primary, but general election in a Democrat state. A guy who is literally a criminal, Jay Jones, will now be the chief prosecutor in what will soon be a Democrat hellhole. No, really. Do you see what he did over the last couple of days? Right before the election, made a big deal of meeting with defund the police groups, get rid of bail, get rid of bail bonds groups. So in other words, he's going to be a prosecutor for the criminal. He's a criminal prosecutor. He's literally a criminal prosecutor. Folks, it even broke in, this is what's incredible about this. It even broke in the last week that Jay Jones, again, who ran as a Democrat in Virginia, it even broke in the last week that Jay Jones is under criminal investigation himself for violating the terms of his court case. He got caught driving 116 miles, committed fraud on the court, lied about his public service. They don't care. They don't care. They're good. Virginians decided that fantasizing about murdering kids, driving 116 miles an hour, and then scamming a judge, committing fraud, being under investigation criminally for that fraud, is exactly what they want in their next AG. Here's Charlie Hurt talking about this. What's really interesting that's happening, as an aside, in New Jersey and Virginia. Men who used to, you know, in a blue state, they'd kind of, you know, you'd either see them split evenly between Democrats or Republicans or voting slightly in the majority for Democrats. That's been historically what men have done. It's what got Barack Obama elected. Not anymore. Women got him elected. Jay Jones.
In terms of the gender gap, I mean, when you look at women voting for Jay Jones,
yep,
by a 55-43 margin, men voting for Jay Jones against Jay Jones, 58-40. Mm-hmm. It also does kind of make you wonder where the message went wrong in all of that, and how Republicans can turn that around.
Yeah, Republicans hung this race on the idea that normal, rational people, and in Virginia, that does not include women, would not want a guy openly advocating for the murder of Republicans to win. And they were wrong. They hung the whole thing on it. It was logical, but they were wrong. So folks, this truly is historic this morning. Jay Jones did not apologize for wanting to murder his rivals. Neither did Abigail Spanberger. They both won. So not a problem anymore for this party. Violence, murder of cops, kids, Republican rivals, thumbs up. Might have even helped him.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.